Father Brian Massengill specializes in Roman Catholic moral theology with a special focus on Catholic social thought, liberation theologies, African American religious ethics, and racial justice. His recent works apply Catholic social thought to issues of affirmative action, racial reconciliation, environmental justice, terrorism, and the challenge of peacemaking. Father Brian has authored many articles, book chapters, book reviews, essays, and columns. He sits on a board of directors, is a consultant for the United States Catholic Bishops, is an associate professor at Marquette University, and a national speaker who told me a moment ago that he loves speaking to people who are involved with religious education. How blessed are we that this man has carved out a little time for you and I this morning. Please join me in welcoming Father Brian Massengill.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Good morning. Isn't it awesome to be here at this Congress? Isn't it awesome? I enjoy speaking to religious educators, but I also enjoy particularly coming here to this particular Congress. I've been coming here now for about 12 years, something like that. And I know for most of us, I know for me, this is a time for us of not only information, not only formation, but also transformation. That this for us is our yearly, I'm going to use the word, our yearly fix. This is where we come to remind ourselves why we got involved in this ministry. Its joys, its challenges, and its wonderful hopes. And I know Cardinal Mahoney has often said it, and I know he would join in me, and that's when he steals thunder, but in the name of everyone that I can think of, and especially the Catholic Church, thank you for doing what you do and how you do it, because the church would not be the church without you. The title that they asked me to talk about is At Table with Jesus, The Challenge and the Welcome of the Light. And for those of us who might be tempted to fall asleep during this early morning hour, I'm going to give you the talk in a soundbite. So if you fall asleep, you can go home and talk about it intelligently. They said I can't talk from here. I have to talk from over there because a light doesn't hit something. So let's go here. At table with Jesus. Yes, the theme of our conference, of this Congress, is standing in the light. But you cannot stand in the light of Christ unless you are willing to sit at table with Jesus. And sitting at table with Jesus means being willing to eat with all those whom Jesus has invited. That's the whole talk. And I'll sit down. Light and table are essential for our faith. But you cannot stand in the light unless you're willing to sit at table with Jesus. And sitting at table with Jesus demands being willing to eat with all those others whom Jesus has invited. Let's begin with a reading from the Gospel. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to him. And the Pharisees were grumbling and saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." And as he sat at dinner in Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners were also sitting with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. When the scribes of the Pharisees saw that he was eating with sinners and tax collectors, they said to his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" When Jesus heard this, he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick do. I have come not to call the righteous, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord.